We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless. Limitless.
Hello and welcome you guys back to Virtually Limitless. This is your co-host Justine Mader, and guys, I'm bringing all the fire, all the power today, and it's the queen of Call Your Shot. I have Marley Jacks in the house, and this is not only a journey that she's going on, but she wants to encourage you to join her in the journey. And it's a part of life, it's a part of business, and it's really calling your shot, stepping up to the next level and becoming the best version of yourself, regardless of what we do. And I love that Marley embraces that so keenly in herself, because it's one of those things that it's a subconscious action. It's just a part of who she is. And I'm so excited to have her sweet soul on our show. You guys, without further ado, Marley, thank you for coming to Virtually Limitless. I'm so excited.
Hi, that was so fun. I've never been called the queen of calling your shot. And I was like, I need to put that on a t-shirt now.
Yes. And wear your crown. Yeah. These are just blue light glasses. That's not exactly the crown, but it'll work at this case in point. Right. So for people that don't know you, and maybe they don't call you queen of call your shot, but for people that don't know you, what would be something that you would love for them to know straight out of the gate?
One of the things that I love to do is teach entrepreneurs how to generate, nurture, and convert leads all the way from hello to high ticket. One of the best ways that I do that is through helping them build a content machine and a cash flow system. So when I talk about content machine, what we use is YouTube. Of course, we use all the other platforms, but YouTube, because it's a search engine, has the ability for people to be finding you all day, every day, from videos you even made years ago, to know that, like, if you make a video now and people can still find it years later, and that those are like your warmest leads. But it's not just asking them to like and comment and subscribe and ring the bell. It's giving them a call to action in the link below that's going to then bring them into your value ladder. And it's a very simple nurturing system that we call hello to high ticket.
Yes. Oh, and I love, and I was telling her this, you know, before off camera, you guys, it's one of those things like hello to high ticket. It's just that simple. Relationships are just that simple. We just have to care. We just have to follow, you know, organized steps in ourselves, but also in encouraging a relationship. Because ultimately, you know, if you're like Marley and myself, we want to see impact. We want to see you go from, you know, content to cash. We want to see you go from hello to high ticket, because that allows you to fulfill yourself. And like our good friend Akbar always says, you know, the more you get, the more you give. Mm-hmm. And that's really a huge mantra for everyone in this community. And our people listening are very keen to that as well. Impact-driven leaders. With developing that message and becoming all of that, how has that journey been for you? Because it's one of those things, entrepreneurs don't necessarily go from zero to hero. Like it goes roller coasters, right? To say the least. How has that journey been? I would love to hear just a little bit of your background, Marley.
Yeah. Well, for me, I was lucky. It was just an overnight success and just, exactly what you said, totally the roller coaster. I started my business. I was actually a dental hygienist and found that.
Oh my gosh. No way. I have to stop you. I'm a dental assistant, still licensed and certified.
Really?
Okay. I knew we were friends. We're going to talk dental after this. Okay. We're not going to play you guys with all of our dental speech, but go ahead. Play.
Yeah. Okay. So I was a dental hygienist and I knew that that wasn't what I wanted to be when I grew up, but it was like, it was good. I got to work with people and it was stable. Before that, I worked in radio and television and even did a stint as a paparazzi assistant. So that was like, how do I take these extremes, like something that's not so creative to something that's like very unstable, you know, having the opportunity to be around celebrities, super fun. But I was like, I want something where I have more control and that I can have the creative freedom. So when I was a dental hygienist, I started doing their social media for the dental office. And that was the beginning of like learning the internet and getting online and sharing stories and building the businesses through their stories. Yep. And so, you know, leaving the 9-to-5, the security of a 9-to-5, that's part of the roller coaster. Being in relationships as an entrepreneur, that's a roller coaster. At the beginning of 2020, I announced that my marriage ended, and it was 3 weeks before I was speaking on stage at Funnel Hacking Live in front of 5,000 people. That was like the most transformational time of my life while at the peak of my career. That was a huge roller coaster, having highs in business, having lows in business. Yeah. But the thing that I think entrepreneurs can take some comfort in is realizing that we signed up for that. Like, this is the lifestyle that we want. We've signed up for constant transition. Mm-hmm. If we wanted, you know, stability, and I mean, you can create stability, but if you want same old day to day, then we would have stayed in our 9 to 5s.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. You dropped so many points. So number one, you dropped security earlier mm-hmm. on in the spiel. And I think the number one thing that people, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, and you're just listening for impact, it doesn't matter. You know, I hope this just goes to your heart. The greatest security we can establish in this life is security within ourselves to mm-hmm. be and grow and to level up in to the purpose that God created us to accomplish. Right. So it's one of those things, regardless of what is going on, we can always create that security within us, because everything else is out of control, out of our control, right? Focusing on what you control is the key to ultimate success, regardless of what your definition is. And I think what you just shared was so powerful, because we focus so much on the external and not on the internal that actually we control. And so I love how your journey, even though it has been up and down, it's been harnessing what's on the inside versus letting go and being like, oh, well, nothing can happen because it's all on the outside. You're like, nope, this is mine. This is what I control. This is what's going to happen. Even if it's right before going on stage, this is how I'm showing up. This is what I need to do. And identifying that for yourself, that's huge. So many people are afraid of that. And I hope this is just a word to anyone listening. If you're looking to the external for the solution, it's not going to be there.
Amen.
It's just not going to be there. And I love you for it. And I hope to love you through it. But it's one of those things where 2020, I think, really asked a lot of us the same question. And that's, who are you going to be today? Because we don't know about tomorrow.
Dang. So, yes.
I think that was a huge underlying message that I got from Marley here. And it was just absolutely powerful. But with that being said, the next point that she shared was talking about just like that security in the 9 to 5. We know 9 to 5s aren't even secure anymore, because even in the dental field, we know like things changed big time. I mean, they look like they're going into full on surgery for just a teeth cleaning. It's crazy. So figuring out what that new normal is going to be. And if you don't like it, what are you willing to do to change it? And that leads to her last point of, you signed up for this.
You signed up.
If you are an entrepreneur, you're in your own business, you're starting a side hustle, regardless of what level you're in, not that a level is greater than or less than, but wherever you find yourself, you signed up for it. So don't be mad at anybody else. Do not take that pain out on your spouse, your partner, your friends. And you signed up for that. And if that's something that you're not ready for, then don't do it. Another thing I like to share, Marley, which I'd like your thoughts on, especially with kind of the roller coaster you went through with relationship. You know, it's so hard to bring personal stuff into business. And that's why when I talk about being a life and business coach, there's boundaries that have to be established. But if you're not willing to be talked about, you're not ready for success, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And how, you know, Funnel Hacking Live, you guys, is a big, like, I'm very, very privileged to be talking to her. And if for those of you on video, I didn't know I was going to get to talk to this lady. So I don't have my makeup on. I don't have nothing. I'm coming raw and real. I was so excited when I realized I got this interview. So that's just being full transparency, you guys. So Funnel Hacking Live, this lady, she's fire. How has that journey been for you, finding that, not balance, because I don't believe in balance, I believe in integration. How has that integration of boundaries been for you, even through something like that? Because we want to be vulnerable through our stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that get to be too much?
I was very vulnerable around that time. Mm-hmm. My marriage ended and I changed my name. And I had to be very intentional about that. It was right before Funnel Hacking Live. I actually was talking to Russell saying, what do you think I should do? Should I change my name before or after this event? Like, I know you guys are going to have to rebrand my name and stuff, but I also don't want to go on stage. I said this, I don't want to be the divorce girl. I don't want people to have all eyes on me because of that. But I also knew how much exposure this was going to bring me. And this could be a rebirth opportunity. And so I intentionally decided, okay, I'm going to share this now, 3 weeks before Funnel Hacking Live. And I knew that I wasn't actually emotionally ready. You know how Brene Brown has that quote, how does it go? Share the scars and not the open wounds. I was certainly tiptoeing around the open wounds. And that was a big lesson to me in vulnerability to continue to do that. That the most raw, real, vulnerable stuff that people connect with are the things that everyone thinks but are afraid to say. So for me to go live on Facebook, first I changed my name on social media and then went silent, and people were, and I did this on purpose, that people were like, what is this? What's that? Marley Jacks, what? And then a few days later had this video where I announced my name change, and that video is still up. I posted on my YouTube as well, that you can see that I'm like raw and real and emotional. I'm not like crying emotional, because I think there's a difference between hot mess and powerful message. And I knew that I don't want to be the divorce girl here. I want to be intentional about making this a story of perseverance. Yep. And it was the beginning of 2020. We couldn't have even predicted what was about to happen. And I'm talking about like 2020 vision, and everyone's saying new year, new me. And I am literally a new me. I've changed my name, my identity of who I was, because a lot of that was in my marriage and my business, and all of that's changing. And I'm about to step on this stage in 3 weeks. That is a dream come true and a highlight of my career. I'm not going to let this stop me. And so I'm going to document this journey, and I'm going to show you what it's like. And it was actually really interesting that the next few weeks, because I announced the name change, I announced that my marriage had ended, and I think 3 or 4 days later, I went on the 2 Comma Club cruise, and I spoke on that cruise. And then the FHL was 3 weeks later. And it was interesting because it was my first time re-entering the public as Marley Jacks. And I didn't realize I was going to have a hard time with it, that people who didn't hear the announcement were asking where my husband was. People who did were like, oh, honey, and like big hugs and stuff. Yep. And I had to realize like, they mean well,
yes,
but I also don't want to let that take my power away. So I had to intentionally, like, I had to get into the mindset of like, they're here, they're trying to love me, mm-hmm. but I also want to, you know, maintain my composure and my power. So I would just turn to them and be like, I'm great, how are you? And like, mm-hmm. try to pour into them instead of taking, it felt like pity.
Yep.
And then the next 3 weeks to Funnel Hacking Live were, you know, me preparing, me learning my new voice, speaking, introducing my new name. And then,
different.
Oh, totally. And even sharing at the event, there was, there's a video I vlogged every day of like leading up to it and meeting people. And there's this one day where it's the round tables where a lot of the speakers are in a room, and people can come out, just like big Q&A. They had these like balloons that had the speakers' names on them, and mine had my old name on it, and it triggered me, and I started crying, and I was like, thinking about it now, I'm like, who cares? It's just a balloon, whatever. But because of the emotional place I was in, and it was just, it was amazing that, and this is all in the vlog, that some amazing people came to my side and they fixed the balloon and they, you know, held my hand and held my heart, and being able to share that and share that, you know what, this is my journey to that stage. And I'm going to show you that I can do hard things and learn who I am now in this, and learn my new voice. But also be vulnerable enough to share that I hesitated on, can I do this? Am I strong enough to do this? And I decide, and although the thoughts were like, why would anyone listen to me? It's clear that I don't have my life together. That I had to realize that helping people doesn't stop just because your life isn't perfect. No one's is. And if I can stand here with that story and with that message, other people can too.
That's so powerful. And it's just the truth, guys. It's that simple. If we waited for the perfect lifetime, it's not going to happen. It's not on this side of earth. It's just not. And I think it's, you know, and you can probably hear Elliot in the background. My listeners know that I've got a 3-month-old that joins us for podcast episodes. It's one of those things where truly at the end of time, the perfection desire is in our innate, you know, being of trying to become better, but we can't wait for the destination. We have to, you know, really set out on the journey together. And so I just love, you know, when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable in that space and find our power in proximity, Like you said, they held my hand, they held my heart, they moved through it with me, regardless of what it is that you're going through your life. Like we said, 2020 ended up being even more crazy than just that for you too. You know, it's one of those things where everyone can relate to that point. Maybe not all of us went through what you did, but you know, regardless of what that is that you're going through, you don't have to do it alone.
Right.
Find out what level of vulnerability works for you. And maybe that will change, you know, based on company or circumstance. Like you said, you know, it was one moment it was this, and then the next moment you needed support. And that's beautiful because we're all human, and that's, and we can't take away the pain, but we can help carry the burden. And I think that's something that I've had to learn, because 2020 was a messed up year for me medically. None of my problems, son was born at NICU, all sorts of crazy stuff. But at the end of the day, people wanted to help because they loved me. They couldn't take away the pain. They couldn't fix it, which why what you said was so powerful. They were trying to show you love. Mm-hmm. You can't predict how people show you love, but you can control how you receive it. So that could be with grace. That could be with, you know, the genuine, like, thank you so much. I'm not ready to talk about it, but I would love to hear how you're doing. Yes. There is nothing wrong with that. People have asked me to do stuff on Sundays or days where I'm with the kids and my husband. I'm like, you know what? I love you and I love your mission, but that doesn't work for me right now. I can't wait to see what you do, but I just, it's not in my picture. That's, I think if people could just learn to say no with grace.
Yeah.
And that can be even in times of sorrow, like what you were saying, like to be like, hey, I love this, but I don't need pity right now. I am not going to go on the pity pile. I'm not going to do this. Like, I am going to embrace my power through your love, but I'm not going to take the rest of it. So I absolutely love that you told that. And I hope that was just a message to everyone else here listening, because that was absolutely fire. But I would love to really connect with you too, in regards to like showing up in those places when we're vulnerable. Everyone thinks it's the highlight reel. Everyone thinks it's the speaker's reel. You know, it's just not that way. From your perspective, how can someone listening today really show up and take, you know, a couple of steps to go from that hello to high ticket in their content, because they're trying to show that they're the real deal, but they don't want to come off as inhuman and like, you know, robot superpower.
Yeah.
How did you establish that balance? Could you give us maybe one or two points that they could tangibly take today, Marley? That would be amazing.
Yeah. I was looking at a client sales page recently, because I work with clients to help them build out their programs, hello to high ticket. And one of the things that I realized, and I never put it into this perspective before until today, so this is brand new content for everybody listening, exclusive, that I was like, huh, this sales page is written in third person. Think about that. Like, you're trying to connect with your audience and show them that you're a real person and you have the story that you were probably in your client's shoes 3 years ago or 3 months ago, whatever it is. Like, your before picture is their current reality. Your current reality is their hopeful transformation, their after picture.
Yeah.
So by just something as simple as changing the copy to be in first person and sharing, like, here's who I am, here's my story, here's what I've been through and that I can help you with, and that it's relatable, that they feel like that you can understand them, that they can understand where you've been, that they are there, or that you've been in those shoes before. I've gotten clients from people saying, like, I you know, I saw you on that stage and I heard your message, and I've also had relationship struggles, or it's not even relationships. It can also be like, I've just been in that situation where I didn't know if I could persevere, and
yes,
I did anyway. And because of that, like, because we have that connection between us, because we have lived the same story, that's so powerful in being able to turn that into a relationship, which can turn that into a client. People need to invest emotionally before they invest financially. So sometimes the content you're sharing doesn't need to have anything to do with the benefits and the pain points. It can just be about who you are and why that matters to the person who's listening or watching.
Oh, that's so powerful. Relationships take rapport building, guys, and it's called connection. It's called, you know, what is it that you have in common? Is it, you know, that pain story? Not that it's the same. Like she said, so don't get caught up. I think like the two tangible points that I feel like too is like, not only be a person, but don't get caught up in the problem that you had. Be caught up in showing up as the human that you wish that you would have had in that space and pain point, right? Because that's what we all wish we had. And so many of us have been, you know, through years of loneliness. And I think 2020 especially has set all of us up to deliver and serve in such a powerful way. I know, and I'm trying to serve you too, and you're just not feeling it. But I think, you know, with that being said, that's really tangible for them to move forward with. I would love to know, you know, now that we know how we're going to connect with people and in verbiage and content, you know, moving forward and expanding with that message, how do you create omnipresence? Like, what is it that you do to be all over the place where your message is heard? I know you mentioned YouTube, that's the search engine. But how else would you encourage someone to make sure that they're being seen in multiple mediums?
Mm-hmm. My priority is YouTube, and then my playground is Instagram.
I like that.
I've never said it like that before. That's fun. But yeah, I prioritize YouTube because it has the power of organic discoverability. That I have videos that I made in 2016 that are still generating hundreds, sometimes thousands of leads for me every single month because it's ranking at the top of search results. I made that video once and it sits there. And because it is titled the way that people Google for a question or a solution that they're looking for, people find it. And in that video, I follow a scripting or an outline formula that keeps people engaged and retained throughout it and has these curiosity hooks that keeps people watching to the end. And then the strong call to action to click the link below for this other thing that's going to give you even more value and help you, you know, reach your dreams or achieve your goals. And just doing that over and over and over again. We actually now, and I highly recommend quality over quantity, one YouTube video a week. That's all it takes. Okay. If you can have the capacity to do more, you're going to grow a lot faster. Okay. We only just recently started doing 5 days a week of videos, and our channel and our lead generation is growing faster than ever. Mm. And that may sound like a lot, but really it's one day a month. It's a 1 day a month strategy that can bring you leads for life. Yes. So I have my YouTube channel, which brings me organic discoverability, but then on Instagram, that's where I love playing around with Instagram stories. Yes. And showing the behind the scenes of my life and here's what I'm doing and me being silly or whatever, just, you know, what's natural to me, that when people find me on YouTube, where I still of course inject my personality, but it might be more polished and published, polished and produced. Then you come over to Instagram where it's like, we're just hanging out, having coffee or.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. What's your favorite coffee? Just totally curious.
Oh, you know what? I said coffee. And I, as soon as I said that, I was like, I don't even drink coffee.
You don't even drink coffee? Okay. That's good to know. That's so good to know. Okay. Are you a tea drinker or?
No, you know what? I am a water drinker.
Oh my gosh. You are seriously my sister. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where have you been all my life? Yeah. Okay. So we got that settled, guys. but I think the other great thing that you shared with that too, is that, you know, with the quality over quantity, it simplifies the process. We don't need to overcomplicate. Getting leads is not overcomplicated. It's showing up, being yourself, and bringing the value with what it is that you do or serve with. And I think that we're creating a platform that does a lot of that optimized for yourself, just because I suck at technology. So that's helpful. But it's one of those things that regardless of where you are in the process, you guys, you can do this. You do have the power to show up and to create these opportunities, like she's saying, to go from hello to high ticket. So whether you follow her, which you should follow her, and figure that out through her valuable stuff too, or you just start figuring out what that is for you and your business, that's great too. That's great too. I would love to ask, because I'm totally flipping over it, Clubhouse. I love Clubhouse. Do you like Clubhouse?
Yeah. When I first got access to it, which was around Christmas, I remember just being on social media and everyone was talking about it. Like I couldn't scroll through Facebook without like five in a row of, I just got on Clubhouse. Who needs an invite and whatever. Yes. I kind of was like, I don't know how this works. This is another shiny object. I joined a Clubhouse room that was like about webinars or something. And just the value being dropped in there. And I was like, I feel like I should have had to pay tens of thousands of dollars to join this mastermind, and it's free content. Like, I can't believe this. Mm-hmm. And the people that are on there that you can connect with, and how it also, the networking, the sale, like, I mean, I'm talking about high ticket. You can be creating client relationships in there. So I do love it, but I do also, you know, with YouTube, that's evergreen lead generation. With Clubhouse, it's like in the moment. So there's pros and cons that, well, what, you know, what you just finished talking about, it's gone forever. But because it's so in the moment, people are very engaged and attentive.
Yeah.
So yeah, pros and cons to everything, but I love Clubhouse.
Blessing and curses all at the same time. It's so hard, you know, and it's one of those things. I love it because as a mom, and you can hear Elliot here too, like it's one of those things where I don't have to be Zoom perfect to actually deliver the value that I have. And so I found a whole new like level of me on Clubhouse, but I think it's amazing too. Like you can record, I guess, if it's, you know, explicitly listed, you have speaker consent and all that kind of stuff, but you know, really trying to figure out how I can optimize it for my business isn't going to be the same for you. And so I love empowering my people to be like, hey, if you're on Clubhouse 11, you know, hours out of the day, that's great. That's your beeswax. But for me, I don't got that time. So I'm going to be intentional with the time that I do have, because I think the world could live on Clubhouse if they really wanted to. And that's only Apple users right now. So I don't know what's going to happen when we get Android out this spring. But I think that's really intentional about what you shared. You know, there is value, but make sure you're showing up intentionally for what it is that you need to learn. Search for the room, search for the things that you need to implement in your business or the places that you can add value to grow your following. So Elliot says, so I think that's absolutely huge. So before we wrap this thing up, I want to make sure that our people know where to find you, Marley. Where can they find you on all the social medias and sign up for anything that you have to offer?
Yeah, I would love to have you guys join me on YouTube and Instagram, both usernames Marley Jacks. And then I also have something called the Infinite Cashflow Blueprint. You go to infinitecashflowblueprint.com, and it was a 6-part video series, but then I added 3 more.
Over deliver, lady. I mean, tell you what, you guys, keep going.
It's teaching our decks how to generate leads and bring them from hello to high ticket. So it's a free video series. Go to infinitecashflowblueprint.com to get that.
Oh, that is so incredible, you guys. I would love to have you guys follow her, because not only did she share amazing value here, but I know she has more amazing stuff for you guys where she's at. But before I let you off the hook, Marley, I have one last question. If you could leave our listeners with one message of hope or encouragement after everything you've been through in the past year and a half, almost, you know, what would you tell them? 2021 is kind of a new year, but sometimes that can get overwhelming with the fact that everyone's trying to make it so drastically contrast to 2020. What would your words be to them today?
You know, we were talking about your I can't remember how you worded it, but 2020 absolutely like hit us sideways, and we had the opportunity to grow so much. And my business grew as I did a lot of that internal work. And there's a quote from Steven Larson that he says, my business can only grow to the level that I do. And how powerful to look at where, if you want to grow something, if you're trying to build your business, like, are you the person that can build that? Alex Sharfin also says, if you don't have the business you want, it's because you haven't become the person who can run it yet. And as I grew so much in, you know, who I am, what my identity is, where I get my self-worth from, everything shifted in my business and also the relationships around me that fuel how I show up in the world, in really wonderful ways and also in painful ways that are also opportunities to grow. So that's what I would leave you with, is your business will only grow to the level that you do.
Oh, that's so incredible. And some growth is painful.
Mm-hmm.
And some growth is painful, but it's worth it. Yes. Marley's a huge testament to that. It's so worth it, you guys. So with that, painful growth, virtually limitless. You heard it straight from her. Be sure to follow her on all the things. You'll see all those links in the show notes. So it's easy. No excuses, you guys. We're all about no excuses here. High performance and the sky can't even hold you back. So with that, we will catch you guys back next time for another incredible episode. Marley, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you. We'll see you next time, guys.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.